Come along with me and catch up on some shows over at Real Liberty Media. You can listen to Behind the Woodshed with Hal Anthony. He's going to arm you for some counter propaganda tactics. Listen to the Dork Table, all kinds of interesting conversations going on there. You can also catch It's All Connected. Grimner and Circle will kind of connect all the dots for you, no matter what the subject. They're going to connect it up for you. And Free Your Mind is a great show. Talks about liberty and freedom. Those two, Grimner and Moose Girl, have a great show. Some great archives there. Listen to them and kind of become familiar with being totally free. Ponder Gander has some great topics. He's a deep thinker with a lot of good subject matter. You can catch me, the Redneck Dentist. And we also have two musical shows you can listen to. The Sunday Blues, which are archived, and the Top 10 Countdown, which has top 10 songs from years past with a little bit of history or behind-the-scenes story on each one. So join me, the Redneck Dentist, over on Real Liberty Media, catching up on some of these archived podcasts. It's a great time of year to do it. Hey, this is Doc Mike, the Redneck Dentist. Welcome to the show. I almost didn't make it, and it looks like I'm overdriving my mic again, so let me turn that down a bit. Okay, maybe that'll be better. I'll keep an eye on chat for a minute, make sure that the audio is good. Hey, thank you for joining me another beautiful Saturday here in Western Oregon. Got to turn my headphones down because I'm hearing myself too much. Okay, hey, luckily no latency though. That's good. All right. Oh, I didn't print up my show notes. Too bad. I'm going to have to do it right off the screen here, and that's okay. If I can find them. There we are. Okay, so hopefully there's some audio coming through, and hopefully it's nice and clean, not popping too much or anything. All right, so I was, I just start out by telling you, I had a company today, a friend that I hadn't seen for a very long time. He's an electrician, and as you guys know, I'm working on this, the pump house. It's a new shed that we're building around the pump house. And he's an electrician, and I'm going to need an electrician at some point. So I figured it'd be a good idea to have him over. Haven't seen him in some years, and they're still here. And it was kind of cool because his wife, Cindy, my buddy's name is Jeff, and his wife, Cindy, is actually interested in doing her own podcast. And so she kind of sat down and looked at my little setup here, which was cool because I got to set up. And then I got kind of talking to him and almost lost track of time. And came in here at the last minute and got it going, but thank goodness it's going, and I think we're good. A couple things I wanted to talk about right off the bat. This is really cool, I think. Good information. Hang on one sec. Okay, so we actually started harvesting our apples this week. I think last week I mentioned that those apples were just about ready, and we canned 4 gallons of applesauce yesterday, and there's easily that many more apples. This is just a little tiny apple tree. I think this is its fourth year. So it really did well because I had to take half the apples off as the year progressed because there were so many apples on it, the branches were starting to crack. So we've literally fed half of the apples to the neighbor's hogs, and of the apples that were left, we probably did half of those in this applesauce yesterday. And I have some pictures I'm going to put up on my Imgur site so you guys can go see it, because it's kind of old school. We boiled the apples. We just cut them in half, boiled them. I mean, we didn't peel them, we didn't core them, we barely took the stems off some of them. But we have this old hand crank, applesauce crank. So I have pictures of that, and I'm going to put it up, and I'll have a link to it. Boiled apples in bubblers. Good idea. Like a little apple sod. That would be good. Ooh, that would be really good. Anyway, so I'm going to have pictures up of that. I think, you know, part of the thing I like to do here is kind of show just, you know, some kind of food preparation stuff and things we do here in our little slice of heaven. And, you know, that orchard isn't very old. We've been working on that orchard for years. So it's kind of cool that we're at the point now where we're actually harvesting enough to be able to process and put into storage. So we're going to get at least another 4 gallons of applesauce. And, you know, when you have grandkids around who are between the ages of 4 and 10 or 11, they love applesauce. I mean, they literally love applesauce. So, you know, when they want a snack, you know, nice, homegrown apples right here out of our own orchard. Didn't even have to go somewhere and get them. Didn't have to go pay for them. And that little tree has been, like I said, is probably in its fourth year. So it's really kind of fun to see that kind of stuff coming along. And then the garden is still doing awesome. We have a lot of the winter vegetables still out there. We have some cantaloupe out there. We have some acorn squash. We still have some summer squash and zucchini out there. There's still carrots and some radishes. And I'm forgetting some stuff. But, we're still getting food out of the garden, which is awesome. So I'll have pictures of that up. You can see we do stuff the old school way, you know, boiled up the apples, put them in the crank. The crank removes all that stuff that I said we didn't remove, like the seeds, the core, the peel, the stems, and all of that stuff is also going to go to the neighbor's hogs. So it doesn't really get wasted either. You know, it'll get fed to them and they'll make bacon and sausage and ham and stuff, and it'll be great. What else happened around the homestead? Well, like I said, we're working on that shed. So, you know, when you live on property with a well, especially in climates where you get some freezing, it's a good idea to protect your well pump and your faucets so that you don't break pipes and freeze up. So the old well house, of course, you guys know who have listened for a while. We had that well pump problem I'm having a stroke, I swear to God. During the heat, I want to say heat stroke, and that's not it. I know it's like heat something, but we had several days of temperatures in the hundreds, and that's when our well quit, and we had to replace the pump and replace the wiring. And when we did that, we've been thinking for a few years, we're going to really have to replace the house it was almost like a doghouse. It was like 40 inches tall and a few feet wide and a few feet long. But like to get in there, you had to crouch down. And so we decided we were going to replace it and actually put a full-size shed over it. And I mean a full-size, and this is a custom-built shed. So that's been going on this week. We poured the concrete, I think, last week. You remember I was talking about, I think it was last week, yeah, or the week before. Anyway, we poured the concrete platform. Now we got the four wall frames up. The roof will be next, and then we can, you know, and then it'll be fine because it's not going to really do any kind of hard freezing here for a while. But at least we'll get the roof on it so that we're not constantly, you know, getting rain in there. and it'll go from there. And then when we finish that, we're gonna build a greenhouse. We already have a greenhouse, but it's kind of one of these greenhouses you can get from Costco or some of those places. We got ours from Costco. It was a great little greenhouse. We produced a lot of plants out of that greenhouse. But since we're kind of in this mode of upgrading some things, we're going to go ahead and just make that a more solid structure. It'll still be a greenhouse, but it'll be much more solid than the one we had. I'm just going to tell you, this is kind of funny. You know, it's just made out of this really thin corrugated plastic, which lets the sun in, and it's built on a really thin kind of aluminum framing. And when we first put it up and the first big winds that came, that greenhouse was actually lifting off the ground. So we had to go out in a storm and we had to drive some like stakes in the ground and then throw rope over the top of it and tie the damn thing down because it was literally going to take flight. So the new one is going to be an extension of this well pump house, and so the two will, they'll be not connected, but there'll be a door between them, and it'll be a nice solid house, and we'll be able to produce a lot of fruits and vegetable starts from there. Get started earlier in the year. You know, one thing that's kind of crazy this year, and I'm not the only one this has happened to, but it seems like tomatoes are just not ripening. One of my friends had one cherry tomato plant that has been producing for about a month, but I've only talked to one person so far here in Oregon who said that they have had tomatoes, and that person happened to have a ton of tomatoes, which is kind of surprising. But everybody else I've talked to about tomatoes says that they haven't had any our tomatoes are green, and here it is October. I seriously doubt if they're actually going to ripen this year. Now, I guess you can do some stuff with green tomatoes. I don't know how that affects the nutritional value of tomatoes or not. You could definitely make some green salsa. I know that it's made with tomatillos or chilies and other things, but I know fried green tomatoes. I mean, it was a movie or something, so I know it's a thing. I've actually had fried green tomatoes before, but overall, like, the production of tomatoes this year has not been good, and it's not just us, so it's a thing this year, and who knows why, because it was plenty flipping hot. We had at least three extended periods of heat, and I'm fairly certain we were able to keep everything watered even when the well pump quit working because our neighbors hooked us up and we said we would have to keep our vegetables watered, and they were fine with that. We didn't overwater them for sure because we were sharing water with our neighbors and their well. But for whatever reason, I mean, maybe that had something to do with it. Maybe it was just like it was too much heat. I mean, the plants didn't die or anything, but it's just strange, you know, to have like, and we have several different varieties of tomatoes, and not one of them has produced a red tomato yet. So that's kind of weird. Oh, that was so refreshing. I don't know, I'm kind of parched, I think, because I was out chatting outside and, just had to wet the whistle. Anyway, what do we have to talk about this week? You know, one thing I know I mentioned before, but I really have been doing some thinking about this.
And I just want to say about all of these supposedly, fake COVID treatments, I just want to say, why would anybody, for any reason, restrict or disallow any kind of treatment, even especially if it's an organic or natural treatment? Why would anybody actually say you cannot do that? And the only thing I keep coming up with is that they're just purely evil. You know, for anybody to withhold treatment that would ease somebody's suffering is just purely evil. Like, you can't think, I don't care what words come out of their mouth, like why they could somehow justify withholding treatment. The bottom line is, they are just being evil. They are just mistreating, abusing the general population. You know, to take those options away from people. I mean, if you need any clearer sign that people who are purely evil are in charge, so to speak, if you need any clearer sign than that, that even, you know, some very simple treatments and remedies are being discouraged, how can you do that? I understand there's some people in this world who just will want to make people suffer for no reason at all. And apparently, there's a lot of those people currently, you know, in positions of power right now. And it disturbs me a lot. When you think of, you know, just think of some of the simpler things. I mean, even we were talking about the Mullen plant. Beth Z in chat and was telling me about this Mullen plant, which I would be more than happy to talk about at some time when I know more and I feel like I could speak about it with some semblance of knowledge. But the bottom line is, this plant helps with a chronic cough. It used to be a plant that people used for, I mean, I'm talking 100 years ago. If people smoked too much, they would make a tea out of the leaves of this plant to help ease their throat irritation, and it would it would take away some of that harshness and soothe their cough. That plant was also used in a solution for eardrops to cure, you know, earaches of some kind, sometimes infections or inflammation in the ear canal. They would make a olive oil tincture to drop in the ear. And even my son-in-law has had that same treatment when he was a kid. Now, he's only 30 years old, so it's not that long ago. And still, I think it's still used in eardrops and some kind of a natural solution for earaches. And he said it helped him every single time. It helped. And as long as the eardrum isn't perforated, I think it's still a great treatment. But my point is, you know, it's like every time somebody comes up with something on the internet that may help relieve symptoms. Now, think about this. The COVID virus, if there is such a thing, okay, COVID-19 specifically, if there is truly such a thing, generally people are going to survive an infection with COVID-19. Generally people, 5 million people in the entire world, 5 million have died of the COVID, supposedly, COVID-19 vaccine. Okay, so if anybody says anything about anything that could help relieve symptoms or that could help shorten a duration, it's immediately banned. I mean, it's taken off the internet. It's censored out of existence unless you go on alternative sites like some of the greater sites like Odyssey or Rumble or BitChute or Real Liberty Media, where you can actually get some information about this stuff and it's not censored. Too bad there isn't more people with better information than I have here. But why, especially if it's an organic solution, why would you try and censor that? Because the only thing that you want as apparently a government appointee or representative at this point is just everybody to get this jab. That's the goal, is you have to get the jab. No, you can't have any relief of your symptoms. You have to get the jab. And if you don't get the jab, we're going to start censoring your bank account. We're going to prevent money from being deposited. We're going to prevent you from going shopping. We're going to prevent you from engaging in any kind of social activities if you don't get the jab. We just want you to get the jab. Everybody has to get the jab. But no, don't ease the symptoms with anything that could possibly ease the symptoms or shorten the duration or make your lungs clearer or prevent blood clots or, you know, God forbid we do anything that we've done for 100 years. You know, God forbid we do that now during the so-called pandemic to ease people's suffering. It's really driving me crazy. I can't tell you guys how... This week, I'm not kidding. I'm going to tell you how this week went at work. So either on Tuesday, yeah, I bet it was Tuesday. Tuesday, I sent a letter to people who are in my line, my administrators. And I said, hey, I just want to know, the first thing I wrote him was, hey, I'm going to go down to 3 days a week and I'll do either 3 10-hour days or 3 8-hour days or 3 10-hour days and a 2-hour day. And I'll tell you why. I'll explain briefly why. So the current agreement I have is that I'll provide 32 hours of care. Okay. And for that 32 hours of care, I get a certain amount of compensation and I get a certain amount of, I'll keep the numbers. I get a certain percentage of production. So if I produce $10,000, I get a certain percentage of that $10,000. Okay. If I go below 32 hours, then we got to renegotiate that whole thing. And I really didn't want to renegotiate the whole thing. I just wanted to work one less day a week. So I could easily do 3 10-hour days, no problem. That gives me 4 days off, mainly to recover, because I have, I'm sure, at least arthritis in my neck, and it's kind of bugging me, okay? And then there's some other things going on with staffing. You know, staffing in dentistry, you just wait. That if you are waiting for a dental appointment, I'm just going to give you a little heads up. Start calling your dental office every single day and see if they have an opening, because you are going to need to get in soon. Because if your state is abiding by the stupid vaccine mandate, there is going to be a huge shortage of healthcare personnel in less than a month. By the end of October, there's going to be a huge shortage of healthcare personnel, and that includes your dental offices. So if you have something you need to get done, my friends here in the chat, people on Real Liberty Media, you guys listening on podcast or, you know, downloads, please go get your stuff taken care of and be the squeak of wheel. Call every day if you have to. If they have a opening, take it, go in and get something fixed, because right now, I have one regular assistant 4 days a week. And then I have a second assistant, but it isn't always the same assistant. So I have my main assistant who's there with me every day, and then I have, you know, a second assistant, and it could be anybody, the second assistant, the other 4 days of the week, because we don't have enough assistants to provide me with a second consistent assistant. Sounded funny, but you get the idea. Okay, so Tuesday, I wrote that note saying that I was going to go down to 3 days a week, and I'd like to start that conversation and see that we could come to an agreement, because I like to do it as soon as possible. Wednesday didn't go so well either, and Thursday at 2 o'clock, I almost quit. I had almost had it, and it didn't have a lot to do with the assistants I had, because I was lucky enough to have some pretty good assistants on Thursday, and I was actually having a really good day, and I was having a lot of fun. I was enjoying myself, and something happened, and I'm telling you, I've been seeing this coming for a long time, and I was just thinking, okay, you know, maybe it's time I pull the plug on this operation. And luckily, I called a friend of mine who's a dentist. She's really awesome. Dang it, Billy Streams has taken over my spot. Man, he's been on a lot lately. That's awesome, though. He's a fantastic listen to. Sorry, people, I was just reading in the chat room. Anyway, I came close to pulling the plug on this whole dental operation, which is kind of goes back to this thing about, you know, growing your own food and, you know, becoming, you know, more self-sustaining in any way possible. Now, I started off by talking about applesauce, and then, you know, I got carried away on that whole the everything, but what I wanted to make a point of is, remember, I said that apple tree was 4 years old, and it had a ton of apples on it. It still has a ton, well, it has half a ton now, because we used half a ton, or whatever it was, you know, it wasn't that much, but you get my idea. You know, at least half of the apples that were on that tree that made it this far, we harvested and made food out of, and that is a four-year-old apple tree. So it's not too late to start, especially some of you guys are young and healthy. You know, you got 10, 20, 50 years ahead of you. You know, plant a freaking fruit tree. It doesn't take that long to start reaping the benefits of it. So, you know, oh, good, they're not on. Anyway, you know, so plant a tree now, and next year you won't have any fruit, or you might have one or two little fruits on it. And then the second year, you're going to have a couple fruit show up on it. The third year, you're going to have more fruit. And the fourth year, you're going to have more fruit than you can eat. So, yeah, I got some seed. I'll dry some out and send them. But, you know, so what I'm trying to get at is, you know, even a little thing, just a little planning. I mean, who knows what's going to happen in the next year? Half of us may be dead. That could happen. Maybe we're going to be invaded. Maybe we're going to go to war. I don't know what's going to happen. What I do know is you can do something for yourself today that will pay off in a couple years. And yeah, I know it's not instant gratification. I get that. It's tough, man. I told you about the pear tree I lost a couple weeks ago. That hurt. I mean, that tree was just getting to the point. It had like 54 pears on it. It's probably about the same age as this. No, I think it's 1 year younger than this apple tree. And now I got to start over. Okay, that sucks. Okay, but, you know, I have these other trees that are producing fruit. I have a little patch of ground that I can grow some other vegetables in. And, You know what? And the other thing is, it actually makes you feel good that, hey, you know, I'm doing something. I don't have to go to the store for this particular vegetable. Or I could actually have a little meal today with some meat and some vegetables that I grew myself. Or if you're so inclined, you could have a salad. I'm not a big salad guy. I like salad. But it's not the first thing I think about when I'm thinking about eating something. Once in a while, though, I do. I get that crazy feeling like I got to have a salad. Sorry, I got to have a drink right now. Hang on. Anyway. Yeah. It's been an irritating week, but there's been some real positive things out of it. And you remember last week I said, hey, man, take some time out and do something fun. Rob in the chat, Rob Works. I just wanted to say, man, Rob recommended EVE Online to me this week. And I just want to say what an awesome game that looks like. I love my Linux computer, so of course it had to be a Linux version, and I downloaded and started playing it, and I'm telling you, it's kind of crazy. There's some beautiful graphics in this game, but it's not the kind of game that you are highly actively involved in, like a first-person shooter or something like that. But it's so fascinating just to watch these graphics. Now, I did have a little problem at one point and I think it had something to do with me stopping in the middle of a tutorial. Okay, so let me explain to everybody else. So I really had a busy week. So I was trying to squeeze this game into some times where I really wasn't doing much of anything else. So I downloaded the game one night. The next morning, I made sure it was installed. And, you know, I was like, okay, maybe I'll just play for an hour. So I kind of got started in the tutorial. And, you know, I mean, it's one of these games where you don't have to be constantly, you know, at the keyboard just hacking away or with your mouse or whatever. You can kind of take a little time to watch what's developing and stuff going on. Okay, so then I don't know if I logged out or if I quit the game or whatever because it was like, oh, I got to get this other stuff done. Oh, I know. It was yesterday morning and I had to take dogs to the vet. They had vet appointment yesterday. And when I came back, you know, I was like, okay, I have a little hour. I'm going to go fire up that game again. And I started the game and it was kind of stuck on this pilot selection screen, and I had only created one character and there were two other character slots available. Anyway, I couldn't get past that screen. Now, I don't know why. I haven't talked to Rob Works about this or anybody. And then this morning I was like, I'm just going to fire that game up and see if it's unlocked or whatever. And I created another character, and then everything, yeah, Rob, I did, and it didn't do anything. It said, oh, character selected, and then it just went back to that same screen, and it said that pilot seat's already taken anyway. But I created another character and kind of went through the tutorial, and then I exited or went to the character selection screen and selected the first character, and sure enough, everything was working fine. So I think everything is working, and I hope to God it is, because that game looks like it could be one of those games that takes up a lot of my free time coming up. And the reason I was talking about that is, please take some time out to have some fun. And I wanted to get this message out to people also. And that is this. I personally don't care one way or the other if you got jabbed or didn't get jabbed. I think I want to relay some information to you to make your life a little easier. And that is this. Whatever you have decided, please just live with that decision. Don't let you know, the horrible news on either side stress you out too much, because it's flipping ridiculously stressful right now. So let's take me, for example. I got the jab. I don't know if it was a placebo or if it was a real thing. It doesn't really matter, does it? I got it. If I worried about everything that I keep hearing about and actually research about what's going on with this jab, it would literally drive me crazy. And I actually think I was starting to stress out about it a lot. Like, oh my God, now this is going to happen. But you know what? It doesn't matter. It's too late. Whatever's in me is in me. And if you didn't get the jab, don't let all the scare tactics freak you out about going to get it. You know, make your decision and be comfortable with it. And don't pay attention to the hype on either side. I mean, I want everybody to be educated. I want everybody to find whatever solution they're looking for. And I honestly don't care if that involves getting a vaccine card and, you know, having that in your possession. I don't care if it... I don't know why you would get the vaccine now with everything we know about it. I'm just trying to say, relax about your decision. Be educated, be smart, do the right thing for you, and relax. Don't stress out about it. There's plenty in this world right now to be stressed out about. A ton of stuff to be stressed out about. You know, just I keep putting in my show notes that there's already a shortage, that there's already shortages coming up of everything. The inflation is getting out of control. It's higher than they thought it was going to be. It's points higher than they thought it was going to be at this time of the year. There's no real relief in sight if you look at what's going on with the economy. I mean, I think, thank God, the last I heard, they're having a real problem getting this multi-billion dollar bill passed. Thank God somebody with some brains is holding that up. But still, I want to say, those people who are in elected offices right now are not doing a damn thing. I mean, they're talking about a budget. So just think about this. They demand you get a jab or don't go to work. They demand you get a jab or don't socialize. They demand that you get a jab, period. And now your kids get a jab. You know what? There was even some school boards who were saying that they want parents who are anti-vaxxers to be considered domestic terrorists. School boards. I mean, it's time that we eliminate some of these things. It's time to get rid of school boards. Stop sending your kids to school, for God's sakes. Especially if you don't agree with this whole thing. If you're an anti-vaxxer and they're demanding that your kids get a vax or don't come to school, guess what? Quit sending them to school. Quit. You know, they can't have a school board without a school. A school board requesting that parents be treated as domestic terrorists for speaking the truth. God, it's scary. And I mean, yeah, there's some scary stuff going on in the world. The Supreme Court just meted out sentences, jail time for the supposed insurrection on January 6th for people that were found guilty. They were misdemeanor charges. And it's like misdemeanor charges don't come with jail sentences. But in this case, federal judges decided to put those people in prison, in jail, federal judges who are supposed to know the Constitution, who are supposed to stand up for human rights, you know, one, freedom of speech, freedom of association. Yeah, there's a lot of flat-out power plays going on right now. And yeah, it can be stressful. But what I was talking about is so these elected officials are sitting in their cozy little Washington, D.C. offices with all their little aides running around helping them, and with all their seclusion and isolation from the population that they supposedly represent. And they're talking about a freaking budget? And it's a budget. I mean, so they have this pandemic that's so flippin' important to them, air quotes, that they want only everybody to get jabbed. That's it. That's the goal. You just have to get jabbed. We don't care that it doesn't work. We don't care that it doesn't stop the spread of this COVID-19. We don't care that it doesn't shorten the time of the time you suffer in the hospital. We don't care that it doesn't really protect you and it doesn't really protect anybody else. We just want you to get this jab. But while you're doing that, we're just going to go ahead and talk about spending another few billion dollars on crap. Oh my God. That's what they're focused on. Listen, you know, people who actually started this country actually had spines and actually stood face to face and toe to toe with each other and argued and hashed stuff out and threatened each other to duels to settle some things that they thought were important because they were setting off on a new adventure with this country. We don't have people like that. We don't have elected officials like that right now in the United States. I mean, just think of your elected representative who's sitting in Washington, D.C. right now talking about spending, you know, anywhere between $1 and $8 billion. I don't know what the numbers are. I don't think anybody does. I don't even think it matters anymore. It's so ridiculous. They're talking about spending billions of dollars while they're keeping their thumb on everybody else until they get the jab. That's it. And you don't think inflation is going to get much higher? You don't think that things are going to, we're starting to have the same shortages we had before and more. You know, meats are going to be in shorter supply. Paper goods are going to be in shorter supply. I know Costco, the shopping club, Costco, they're limiting the number of paper products you can purchase now. But are your elected officials saying, hey, wait a minute, we're kind of tired of the tyranny. My people are tired of the tyranny. They want some freedom from these mandates. They want some freedom from these lockdowns. They want some freedom from these mask mandates. No, there's nobody doing that. Maybe DeSantis and Rand Paul. Who else is doing it? I mean, who else is enthusiastically standing there in D.C. saying, stop this? You've done enough. Nobody. They're spineless bastards. Those people, I don't know where they came from. I can tell you this. I don't feel that any of them have a passion for liberty and for freedom. None of them have a passion for liberty or freedom. God, I can't remember if I talked about this last week or not. I know I did a short podcast this week, or I should say a stream. I'm still learning all this stuff, you know. on BitChute, and I talked about the number of rules, regulations, and laws that are created by the federal government. And my point was, if you think that you elect people to go to D.C. to create more freedom, I got news for you. They do the exact opposite of create more freedom and more liberty. As a matter of fact, the years I picked to look at was from 1995 to 2016. So that's a 21-year span, and I was hoping to grab a little bit of Trump's term in there, but I don't think 16. I think he actually just started in 16, right? Yeah, he did. So it didn't really cover that. But listen to this. This is, and I don't have the notes open in front of me. I'm sorry. But from 1995 to 2016, which is a 21-year period, 89,000 new rules or regulations or laws were created. 90,000 rules, regulations, or laws were created in 21 years. So if you think that you send your representatives to D.C., if you're still a voting type, if you think they are represent, I got news for you. Not a single one of them does not create new rules, new laws, or new regulations. That's what they do in D.C. Consider that in your future as you go forward, as the new election season begins, which we're only months away from the year that'll precede the midterms. Thank God, because maybe some of this crap will come to an end. But remember, so the people who are not doing anything now in the Joe Biden administration, they were the same people who were not doing anything in the Trump administration to prevent this tyranny, these lockdowns, these social restrictions. They're the same people. None of them. You know, when one side was in charge, the other side didn't stomp and kick their feet and say, no, you can't do this. And now that the other side is in charge, the first side is not saying, no, you can't do this. Do you see my point? Nobody's standing up saying you can't do this. And the people who are putting up a fight are being censored into the closets. You know, you want to go see who is filing lawsuits? You have to look kind of deep. I mean, yeah, you know, fortunately for now, they'll still come up on internet searches. Anyway, you know, this is kind of funny, but that is not what I planned to talk about today. Oh, hey, so I have a couple, we only have 10 minutes left, something like that. I'll tell you a couple things. Okay, oh, so here's one of the stories on the inflation to rise faster than projected. The headline rate of consumer price inflation is projected at 3.7% in 2021 on average in the group of 20 leading economies before rising to 3.9% in 2022, the Paris-based organization said in its September economic outlook. And there's a PDF that'll be in the show notes for you to look at. This is a 2/10 of a percentage point higher than 2021 and 5/10 of a percentage point higher for 2022 than the previous May estimate. In the United States, inflation is now expected to come in at 3.6% in 2021, higher by 0.7 of a percentage point over May's estimate. In 2022, U.S. consumer price inflation is projected at 3.1% in 2022, an upward revision of 0.5/10 of a percentage point compared to prior estimates. Yeah, so, you know, already we are able to buy less with what money we have, and it's going to get worse. So it's not bad to have a little, You know, I think I mentioned before about sprouting seeds. I'm telling you, keep this in mind. Go get yourself a sprouting kit if you don't have one. Get some organic seeds. Tuck them away if you're not using them now. It's one of the greatest, fastest way to get some nutrition quickly, and it stores great. All you got to do is keep the seeds dry. You know, Ziploc bags in a cool, dry, you know, I use the seeds I get come in a foil pack with a Ziploc on the top, and they stay nice and dry for a long time. I'm just trying to think of ways you can grow food quickly. It takes 4 days to grow sprouts, and you have nutrition, and it's easy to pack. You could pack pounds of seeds, which will last you a very long time, and sprout them pretty easily and have nutrition constantly. You know, you can plant radishes and carrots, which grow really quickly. I've said this before, but I'm just feeling kind of anxious to say it again. You know, look for ways to get or grow your own food quickly. Because, God dang it, man. If somebody doesn't stand up pretty damn quickly and get the tyrants off our backs, it could become a hell of a lot worse than it is. I know it's kind of hard to believe, right? But I kind of have the feeling it's only going to get worse. If we could just hang on for a couple more months, I think things might change a little bit, only because it's an election year. And, you know, the ruling power won't want to lose as many seats as it's looking like they may lose. And if you're the voting type, you know, now's your chance to get involved, although I'm totally against it. Okay, I want to say something. I haven't said this on the show, I don't think, openly. That sounds a little scary. I just want to say, I miss some of the live shows. I didn't get to listen to all of the live shows live, but I miss them. I miss some of the live shows that have been on here. I miss Grimner and Moose Girl, and what I was trying to get at is I hope to God Grimner gets better soon. I don't know if you guys communicate with him outside of the website, outside of the chat room. For all of you who aren't regular visitors to Real Liberty Media or RLM Radio, Grimner's the guy behind the scenes here. He's the one who, runs the servers and basically has this whole thing going on, and he has an issue. And I haven't even asked him if I could talk about that issue in public, so I'm not going to. It's health information that's protected. I'm just saying, I miss him, and I hope to hell that he gets better and can get back here and join us. And I would ask you all to just consider him in your thoughts and prayers, man. And hopefully he gets better and gets back soon. Moose Girl, miss her show. I miss Dork Table. I miss Free Your Mind. Well, that was Grimner and Moose Girl. And what was the other one? It's All Connected. That was a great show. Vinny had American Dissonance. Dang, you guys. I miss you guys. I'm telling you. When I did have time to listen live, I'd be there. I miss the music shows on Sunday. That was always fun, you know, because usually by then I was screwing around playing video games or something, and it was just kind of fun to listen to some of the stuff that was going on there. And I'll say this, like, I don't know why some of those shows are not still going on. I would offer up whatever help I could be to get those shows back going. But I don't even know. Maybe Grimner asked people not to do them. I honestly don't know. So I'll be honest with you. I have Grimner's email address. I don't write him, because I don't want to bother him. Like, like I'm not his personal friend. I mean, I think we're friendly, and he was nice enough to let me come on this platform and have a show. But it's not like we're buddies, so I don't want to invade his personal space. He's got some stuff going on. I figure if he wanted to, and I've offered him my help also. I just want you all to know. I've said, you know, anything you need, please don't be afraid to ask. And if you need any help running the website, I'll learn whatever I need to learn to help out, and I'll do it. But anyway, if y'all just send positive vibes, I know that you guys who are in the chat room regularly, you're like me, probably constantly thinking about Grimner getting better. And Grimner, please, I hope you get better and don't feel obligated to contact me about anything. Like, I just want you to get better, my friend, and look forward to seeing you back here. Okay. What I really wanted to talk about today, there is no time for, but I'm going to give you, let's see, and that is the last thing on my list. I'm going to put this, I'm not. Okay, I was going to put a link in the chat room, I'm not. I want to tell you guys this. I have got, I think, one of the greatest Halloween stories from my personal life that I am going to share with you on the October 30th show. So if you're listening to this, that's October 30th of 2021. But, I was thinking, like, I kind of like to tell stories, as you guys know. And I was thinking, well, what could I come up with for Halloween? And then I actually remembered this thing that my buddy and I actually did. We were in junior high school, and we actually did something that was, like, so stupid and turned out to be so flipping hilarious. And I'm going to set that scene for you. I'm going to tell you the whole story on October 30th. I think the 30th is a Saturday, and Halloween is on the 31st. So it'll be perfect timing. And I think you guys will get a kick out of it and have a lot of fun. Okay, well, we'll do this for fun. I was reading a story about the coronavirus outbreak, and I forget the context of this, so I'm just going to read this to you. Or wait, here, let me double-click this. Let me just click this and see what this story was originally. No, I don't. I already subscribe. Trump claims bodies dumped outside Wuhan lab. Oh yeah, okay. So that's the story. Was Trump claimed that there were bodies dumped outside the Wuhan lab? Okay, but this was that, I just wanted to talk about this one thing because it kind of struck me as funny. So it said Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus outbreak will be debated for many decades. On the one hand, he canceled flights from China very early on, when that seemed like a radical step. On the other hand, he clearly had a difficult time realizing just how deadly and serious this pandemic was and what it would do to ravage America. And my point here was, isn't it interesting how they put that hidden message in there that he had a difficult time realizing what? Notice the wording here. Just how deadly and serious this pandemic was and what it would do to ravage America. But honest to God, like, you didn't even have to put that in there. That was from an Israeli newspaper, which I didn't really dig into why they even made this story. I kind of know why anyway. But what really ravaged America was not the pandemic. It was all of the restrictions have basically brought this country to its knees. And that's what has ravaged America. Anyway, you guys have been awesome. That is going to be it for this week. I look forward to seeing you next week. And, of course, I was going to say leave any comments below, but there's no place for it. Just put them in the chat room. Thanks, you guys. Bye.